hospitals now and clinics and specialists and surgeons and MDs and internists and nose and throat. You can't make one doctor do, but then one doctor did everything. Mm-hmm. So,
what about, and I mentioned this before, the big storms that we've had here. Can you remember, what was the first?
Well, the first one that I remember was in 16. And I was just a little girl, and I'd gone down to a neighbor's in the next block to make mud pies. We had a meat market, and we made hams and steaks, and right down in their cellar, kind of a shaded place under the house. And I knew it was raining, but what does a child know about a storm? And so we just kept making mud pies and playing grocery store and meat market. And my uncle came down there in the height of the storm. My mother sent him after me. You know, we were an hour and a half coming, less than a block home.
My word.
And they had to come, he says, Sambo, didn't you know this trouble? Why didn't you come home? Well, I didn't know in Washington. I didn't know. I knew it was raining, but that was all. And he said, well, you know your mama. She want to have you right here.
How do you refer to a storm like that? Do you call it, what do you call it?
A hurricane.
And you say the hurricane of 1916?
Yeah, because we've had several since then.
Uh-huh.
We had one in 19 and one in 40. Seven, I believe. But of course, the Celia just covers up all memories you have of a storm, because
mm-hmm.
that was so gigantic.
Mm-hmm. When was it? Do you have any idea when it was they started naming? I'm sure you could find that out somewhere, but it hasn't. It's been fairly recent that they've given the hurricanes names, isn't it?
No, and it's just been over the last several years they've been able to identify the location of a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just go, you say, well, it certainly looks like a storm. Well, the weather is depressing, just like before a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came on Sunday morning, and I remember before I ever went to play, my mother said, Wash, isn't the atmosphere dense? It's funny. It's kind of Indian summer. And he said, yeah, Lil, it sure is. But see, we had no radios.
Mm-hmm.
We had nothing
mm-hmm.
to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right here on us
mm-hmm.
before we knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a wonderful thing to have a hurricane traced and identified. So I assume that's been the last, wouldn't you say 20 years, 25 years?
I don't remember when.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see now.
At Christmas time, it was very important that families get together. And you're not acquainted in Corpus too well, but we have a whole section not too far from here that's called Blucherville.
Mm-hmm.
They all had big two-story homes, and the front area was a kind of an arroyo or a park area. It's later been made into a park. But the families that kind of grew up together here met during the holidays, say Christmas Eve night. And all the kids that I knew believed in Santa Claus till they were grown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had always a great big Christmas tree, and all the folks got together, and then the opening of when they put us all to bed in one place, you know, one big house, and then we were told if we didn't go to sleep, Santa wouldn't come, and he wouldn't come if we didn't smell good. So they sprinkled us with perfume, just anything to entertain kids. You know. Uncle Wash would say, Sambo, you've been playing all day, and you've got to smell good before Santa will come. Okay, Uncle Wash, please put that perfume on me. Man, he just spray Mama's best perfume all over me, put me to bed. And then we'd just sleep with one eye open, but we never did hear him putting the gifts on or anything. But that glorious